Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15. This is letter number 5561. Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Sivan, Tavshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, the Rebbe Chosid, with the titles Yehoshua Levi in Yerushalayim. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter dated the 21st of Sivan with the addition of your honor, Sheyichya. Now, I'm not sure, maybe somebody else wrote a letter and he sort of added to that letter that the other person wrote, and the Rebbe is adding him, that he added over there. The Rebbe says, I got that letter with your additions. And when I was yesterday, the Rebbe says, on the holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, I mentioned you and your family members, Sheyich Yu, fitting to what you write in your letter for all those things that you requested. And the Rebbe prays for him, Yiratzen, that you should give good news about this, about all the things that he wrote about. He should be able to, apparently there were some issues there that he wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe prayed for him. So the Rebbe says, I want to hear good news about it. I hope that you will be able to give good news about it. Especially the Rebbe says, you have the privilege of the many that support you. Because why? Because he was occupied in the mikveh. He was occupied in the taharis, in the purity of the Jewish women, Jewish daughters. And the Rebbe says, this is so important. This is so great. It is nothing, can't even explain, and can't even compare this to anything, how important the activity of helping with the level of Torah. The Rebbe says, if in our country, in the past, in Russia, where the Rebbe comes from, so the Jewish people literally had Mesiras Nefesh, for making sure that there will be mikveh, that there will be the tahara for the women. And the Rebbe said, this was led by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles here, whose Festival of Redemptions will be in a few days. Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz is coming up. This is on the 29th of Sivan, and perhaps also the 3rd of Tammuz, but which is when he went out of prison. So that was one of the things that he headed, is to build mikvahs for, that there should be, the women should be able to use the mikveh. And one of the main reasons that he was arrested was because of activities with this and in all similar matters. So if in those days people gave up their lives to do this, today you don't have to give up your life for this today. It's just activity. So how much more so now? So the Rebbe says the fact that he was freed, which the freedom of the previous Rebbe is the victory over all obstacles, all obscurity, everything that's trying to stop Yiddishkeit. And the freedom means that the victory belongs over all these obstacles and those blocks. So this was the freedom, so let it be the will. The Rebbe prays. So also now, too, we should see a major change, a change from the main to improve the situation of the purity literally. And this automatically would also bring to the purity of the soul. The Rebbe references Lakutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe, Parshas Tavoi 43b, and the Rebbe blesses him for success in his holy work and for good news. So here he wrote to the Rebbe on a letter asking sending a redemption of soul note, and the Rebbe responds to him that he read the note, but the Rebbe says that he has a special privilege because he was active in the mikveh, and the Rebbe brings that even his that father-in-law in the olden country, when this was something which really required self-sacrifice, this was one of the main things, they arrested him. And now we're celebrating Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. Gimel Tammuz, his victory. So the Rebbe says, this is a very special merit for you. The Rebbe wishes him to success and to give good news in all of the these matters.